Hello and welcome to Mediumship Matters with me, Hannah McIntyre. How are you doing? I hope you're good. So today I'm going to share, I'm going to start at least, with some of the musings of my mind, and we will see how it progresses, and if there's time I will move on to some listener questions. But one of the things I've been really experiencing recently, or that Spirit have been drawing to my attention, is what feels like a real shift in mediums and the way that they're working and the messages that they're sharing. So much so that even within the spiritual community, I feel like there's a yin-yang happening. So there are people really pushing the realism of spirituality, which obviously you listen to this podcast, you will know I'm quite big on. And it's really, really exciting to see, because I believe that this creates a whole new space for us to work spiritually. I shared a meme today which just cracks me up. It was a building on fire and then someone chucking out a window a tiny bucket of water at it, and it said, you know, love and light versus the trauma of your life. Like, love and light is great, and love and light as an idea is a great idea. I know that the spirit world is nothing but love and that it is filled with light. I know that. But somewhere on that journey, we have made love and light so disempowering, so can fix all, so bloody ridiculous and simpery, and so lacking in any of the real vavavoom of the spirit world, the intelligence of the spirit world, the wonder of the spirit world, that we have reduced love and light now to something almost twee. Do you know what I mean? And I'm seeing these mediums, more and more spiritual memes, spiritual conversation happening as people start asking the question, really? Really? And I've also seen some interesting stories being shared by people, and I do try to keep my news feed balanced on social media as much as social media can ever be balanced. But I do try to follow people that don't believe in spiritualism, and that ask the difficult questions and point out the flaws and the problems with it, as well as people who are wholeheartedly into it and even further into the woo-woo than I am, where they're talking about crazy stuff that doesn't really resonate with me, like unicorns and fairies and stuff like that. Because I think it's important to be open to all ideas, because I believe that we are actually all collaborating, and even ideas that don't resonate with you, beliefs that don't sit with you, can teach you something if you go beneath the surface. Now, this of course does not include people who are, you know, whose beliefs are ridiculously racist or stupid, small-minded crud like that. I'm not talking about that stuff. I'm talking about the interactions with people where, if you can put your ego to one side and your reaction, your emotional reaction to hearing something you don't agree with to one side, then you can also learn a lot. And there's pages that I follow, and one of the things that has come up recently is about how damaging the spiritual movement is for people who need things like medical treatment. Now, I know that some people are not going to agree with me on this, but for me personally, I don't think that there is any crystal that will cure your anxiety. If you are completely beholden to the emotion of anxiety, to that state of anxiety, to that kind of space, then you're going to need counselling, you're going to need possibly medication, you're going to need proper bona fide help. Where I think spirituality can help you is that I think everybody on the planet would benefit from knowing that they are connected to a higher power. But again, as you know, as I've said on this podcast, I am struggling with the term spirituality now. I need another term for it because I don't really sit well within spiritualism, the religious movement of spirituality. And because they've got very similar names, I need to... Suggestions, please. What should we call it instead? Mediumship? Spiritual? I don't know. As soon as you say spirit, it just takes you into the spiritualism thing. And I am sure that there are lots of spiritualist churches and spiritualists doing amazing and fantastic and great work. But I also know that there are a lot of spiritual churches, spiritualists, doing poor work and causing problems. And we're trying to find the balance here, aren't we? And it's always interesting. So it's always been difficult for me because, as you know, I didn't come through the church process. Most mediums come through the churches in the UK, and I didn't. And I have my mum to thank for that because my mum was brought up Catholic. She went to a school with nuns, and her experiences there led her to not trust religion. And because she didn't trust religion very avidly, I grew up in a very anti-religion home. And so I just never wanted to go into a church. Now, the difference being actually that both my mum and I, we both love sitting in an empty church when a service isn't happening. We both love that space completely. If you ever go on holiday with either of us, we will drag you into every church and cathedral that is in our path. And sometimes my poor husband has had to walk miles with me off the path to find particular churches. The irony being, if they knew what I did for a living, I would be ejected from it quite forcibly. But we both absolutely love that. We love being in that sense of peace and that place of faith. But as soon as it's full with people, we don't want to be in it anymore. And I feel the same about spiritualism. Now, I'm not, of course... And as I said just here, don't, you know, if you're a spiritualist, don't start messaging me saying, how bloody dare you. I know that there are great people in spiritualism. I know that there are great churches in spiritualism. But I also know a lot of people who have been damaged by it. I had a gentleman come to me many moons ago who was learning, who wanted to learn. And he had joined his local church. And on his first day, the person in charge had said to him, you need to choose healing or mediumship. You can't do both. And whichever path you choose right now, you stick on, and that's your path for life. And so he had gone down healing because he thought that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to help people. And when mediumship kept calling him and kept calling him, he got really conflicted by that and very damaged by it. 20 years later, he found me. That's 20 years of, he'd left the church by that point because the conflict within him was so great that he just couldn't be in that space. He knew that he wanted more, but he felt like he wasn't allowed it. And it's things like that, I think, that are causing problems. I found out quite recently, because I don't really go in the churches that often, that in church services, they say the Lord's Prayer. This is mind-blowing to me. They say the Christian prayer. So it's just not a space that is comfortable for me. And no shame on you if it is your comfortable and happy place. But I think we need to start asking these questions about making the spiritual world accessible to this world. And if holding on to the indoctrination of the Christian church is the way to do that. I absolutely wholeheartedly believe in the power of prayer, but do I think that that would have put me off when I started my journey? Yeah, it probably would have. And it's about finding ways to make this accessible to people and not rule-bound to people. And I think part of the problem that's facing churches at this time is they're still doing things exactly the same as they were doing them 30 years ago. There might be an odd tweak here or there, but it's all very much the same. And I remember talking to people about the lack of wonder of people in the churches, because I think the churches, not all of them, obviously, but they are losing following. They have got the same congregation coming in week on, week out, same people sitting there, the same people getting messages, and they're losing that sense of wonder. And if they're not there having a great, wonderful experience and time, and they're not in an excited and buzzy energy, that's going to make it much harder for the medium to work. So it's very fascinating to me. And I just want to go back to what I was talking about with medicine here. Now, this is a real bone of contention with people. There was... somebody sent me a link once, and I actually don't know how this story ended, but there was a lady on social media in this area, I think, who had been diagnosed with cancer and was asking for funding to follow a holistic healing path instead of taking chemo. And they wanted to know my opinion on that. And I can't tell you whether what she did was right or wrong, and I don't know how that story ended for her. But all I can tell you in honesty is, if I was diagnosed with cancer next week, I would do both. I wouldn't choose one or the other. I would take the treatment. And I know that's going to rile some people up. But I just think we need to be balanced in things. And I do think that we have to be careful that we're not mis-selling stuff. So you may know this about me, you may not, but I get hormonal migraines, and they are humdingers. They make me very dizzy. They make me vomit. I used to lose about 3 or 4 days a couple of times a month with them. And I've been on a real journey with that. I've had scans and stuff like that. And I've got tinnitus, which ironically I thought was spirit communicating with me for a long time, but it was just tinnitus. And I now have medication. Now, that medication has changed my life. It's changed my life, guys. So now when I feel a migraine coming, I take that medication, and at least 90% of the time, the migraine never fully forms, so I don't even lose one day. And on the days when it does fully form, I don't think I take my medication in time, it will last 24 hours. So I have gained from that medication 6 days a month, a week of a month, every month, and I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not afraid to go on holiday and not have a hospital near. I'm not afraid to go out for the day, because if I've got my medication with me, I know that if something happens, I can take it. You can't tell me that's not a spiritual experience. It's completely changed my vibration. Regardless of what that medication does to me, whether that's right or wrong, and whether people would say I should do without it, and all of that, from a vibrational perspective, I'm no longer in fear, and fear is the lowest vibration. And let alone the fact that my migraines, as I think they do for most people, give you the rolling pits and the sense of doom and that feeling like perhaps you should just end it all. Depression that comes with really severe migraines. And it's really interesting the number of people that have told me to carry a piece of selenite or to do this, that, and the other. And the funny thing is, I do believe in the power of stillness and connection, but I don't believe in that instead of taking my medication. So I know that stress can be a trigger for my migraines. So I can use meditation and healing, having Reiki, having reflexology, having massage, making sure that I keep my emotions in check, taking time to go for walks and defrag. All of those things that I talk to you guys about is preventative. So I used to get far more, 3 or 4 a month before I started that process. I was basically migraining for a 50% of the week at one stage. And now, well, now I barely get them. But before, I used to get them twice a month with that taking time for me, taking time to chill, meditating on occasion, having Reiki treatments, having reflexology treatments, trying to find things that are in alignment with me. But I still took the medication if a migraine hit. Now, I know that this is going to trigger some people and some people won't agree with this at all. And you have to use your own path. Always. You have to follow your own beliefs. Always. My problem with the spiritual movement is when we start propagating that to other people. When we start saying, you should follow your own path because that's what spiritualism is all about, except if you want to take medication, because if you want to take medication, that's not spiritual. You should trust in the spirit world to heal you. Or here you go, have a crystal that's been dug out of the ground, ground up, posted hundreds of miles and sold through my shop, but this crystal will fix you. Do we think so? And where are we at with that? So I think we have to be very, very careful with what we're propagating here. And there seems to be this kind of, if you're spiritual, bad shit won't happen to you message that is posted out there all the time for everybody to listen to. And I just think that's rubbish. I do. I think that some of the experiences we have to have for our learning, for our experience, and sometimes we have to have them to get us where we need to be. I have no doubt that Spirit have been teaching me recently about being more conscious in who I offer readings to and making sure that I've got the right type of sitter, the right type of audience with me. And I've been navigating that and learning from that and trying different ways of doing different things to get me to that place where I get the kind of quality collaborative experience with my sitters when they come for a reading that I want. And overall, it's working. Not always, as you know from podcasts recently, but most of the time. And what I think the problem is people who haven't really sat in the journey and haven't really integrated their own lessons and their own stories and their own experiences. When we first start working with the spirit world, you do get that rush of, oh my God, everything's changed. The whole world has changed. This is amazing. La 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 la. La 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 la. What a wonderful world. And of course, you can't maintain that. We are surrounded by muggles. We are dealing with our own shit that we've come here to deal with. We are human. We get things wrong. And it's difficult and dark. And sometimes fear will be in the driving seat. And sometimes you will just wake up with a rage and you won't know why. And other days you'll be like, look at the beautiful butterfly. I'm so lucky to be here. What a wonderful place planet Earth is. And then the next week, if you're anything like me, you'll be listening to Slipknot going, hate everybody. I hate everybody. But that's the journey. That is the way that it's supposed to be. And this idea that we all have that sort of tinkers away on the side of our, that we have to be positive all the time, or that we have to be loving and healing other people all the time, or that only good things will happen just because we're on this spiritual journey now, and isn't it marvellous? And all of that stuff can really damage you if that's what you think you need to be. Because if you're like me, there will be moments of true greatness and true high vibrational mindset, but there will also be moments where you're pants at it. And if you are judging yourself as not being spiritual enough for being human, you've missed the point of the whole bloody experience here. We are not here to be spirit. We are here to be human. We are here to get it wrong. We are here to react. We are here to try and hold spaces for other people and then learn that the only space we need to hold is the space for ourselves. We are here to do all of those things. And it's about learning to navigate that and accept it, but also to allow it for other people. And I can really see this split coming, as I was saying, on social media, and it's just making me laugh. There's people just sort of sharing the quotes, sharing the same old, sharing the stories that we've all heard 100 billion trillion times again and again. And as I was talking about with the girls on Mediumship Natters the other day, not adding any of them into it, just propagating the same old, same old, same old, same old. And that's, you know, what I'm seeing in the churches, not all of them, but that's what I'm seeing. Can I stop saying not all of them yet? Have you all got that message, or is someone still going to message me annoyed? Only time will tell. But is that not progressing with it, not sitting with it, not questioning it, not internalizing it, not processing it, not seeing where it takes you? So if you are out there trying to find your way spiritually, I beg of you to trust yourself above everything else, above every other teacher, every other thing that you read, every other thing that you hear. Listen to you. What feels right to you? What feels good to you? And when you get it wrong and you fluff it up, you go, oh, whoops, never mind, and you move on. Yesterday was one of the hottest days in the UK in history, I believe. And my daughter finished school early, and so I took her and her friend to the beach just to chill out. And at the beach, the kids went off and left me, and I was sitting there, and I was feeling all sorts of feelings and emotions at being discarded by my teenager so she could go and be with her friends. And it was perfectly fine. But I had asked her if she wanted a lift or if she wanted me to stay. And she said, oh, no, we'll hang with you, and then promptly didn't. Now, that's teenagers. She's perfectly supposed to be in that journey and in that space. But I was sitting there feeling a little sad, feeling a bit sad that my children were growing up and I'm facing losing them in that way that you do as a parent, where you lose them at so many stages, you have to say goodbye. And then you've got a new person who you love just as much coming in, but it's not the same as it was. It's a very strange thing. You say goodbye to the baby, and the baby becomes a toddler, and you love the toddler, but you feel sad about the baby. And then the toddler becomes a child, and you say goodbye to the toddler, and you feel sad about the toddler, but you love the child. I'm now dealing with that in teenage times. And they're amazing and awesome in so many ways, but you're still holding on to that little bit of sadness and grieving. And there were some jellyfish in right near the shore. And some of the girls there were screaming and saying, oh, there's jellyfish, oh no. And I went over to the water's edge to paddle, and there was a lady stepping up with a little boy with his water wings on, trying to encourage him to go in the sea. And I dropped a bit of a clanger. I turned to her, and I don't even know why I did it. Well, I do know why I did it. I was trying to feel needed. I was trying to feel important. I was completely in my ego and just wanting to know that I could be helpful and that someone could see me and to validate my existence in some way. And I just sort of said to her, oh, just be a little bit careful because there's jellyfish around. And it was well-intentioned because I didn't want the little boy to get stung. But then he started freaking out and he wouldn't get in the water. And I knew she was really annoyed with me and I could feel it. And I just thought, why did I say anything? Why did I say anything? I should have just shut my mouth and walked away and not got involved. Why did I feel the need to get involved in that? And then I was sort of chewing it over because I knew she was annoyed with me and I could really take that energy with me and I could feel it right into the evening last night. And then spirit sort of stepped forward and went, are you going to let that go now, or are you going to keep going on about it? And I went, okay, I'm letting it go. Still haven't fully, still feel a bit eek about it. But we're all trying to navigate our own experiences, our own spaces, our own emotions, our own illnesses, our own feelings, our own stress levels, our own families, our own expectations. We're all trying to navigate that. And I don't like one size fits all spiritualism. It needs to be more than that. It needs to be organic. It needs to be individualized. It needs to be no rules. That's what I always loved about spirituality from whenever I first found it and started moving into it, was that organic nature of it. The fact that there are skills and keys that you can learn that can help you on this journey and improve your connection. But most of it is really about finding your way and finding what works for you and being inspired by somebody and taking that inspiration like it's a seed and planting it in your energy and watching it grow and shift and change. It should never remain still. And so your work as a spiritual person on this planet is to take those seeds and plant them in your energy. And only the ones you choose to, not the ones you think that you have to, the ones that excite you, the ones that feel good, the ones that feel exciting, taking those and allowing them to grow and seeing what they teach you. And just like the plants in this analogy that they're giving me, just like that, your plants will bloom. And then your plants will go to seed, and then you will be able to offer those seeds to other people who will take them and grow their own plants, which will be slightly different to yours again, because it should be evolving, it should be growing. And there shouldn't be judgment or restriction within that. And I just think there's something really freaking annoying when you are having a really shit time and somebody has done something abominable to you and you're so pissed off, the last thing you want is some flower power hippie spiritualist popping in going, you know that forgiveness is the key to eternal happiness. You know you need to let that go for your own sake, because otherwise you just hold on to it and that energy is toxic. Let me smudge that away for you. Now, do you feel better? Has it gone? Well, not really, actually. No, I'm still pissed off. Is there something wrong with me? And I think we all have to be careful of that, because as we change and evolve and grow, it's easy to forget when we were that once that person who thought that things could be fixed in an overnight sound bath, and understanding that that is a great experience to have, but it needs to coincide with lots of stuff, lots of things. And that's really, really important. I don't think that Reiki can replace therapy if therapy is what you need. I don't think that crystals can replace medication if medication is what you need. Mindset might, but that's different. And if you believe that those crystals will do that, that will work in some way, but it might not work in all ways. And faith can heal you, but faith can also damage you, depending on whether you feel like you're doing a good job. How much judgment and pain do people hold on to, feeling like they should be better than they are? They should be different to how they are. And spirit always come in with no judgment and nothing but love and nothing but light. But they don't ram that down your throat when you're having a crappy day and someone's done something horrible to you. They don't come in and go, yes, that person stole your business idea and made a copy of your business and stole all your ideas, and every time you do anything, they copy it on social media. But just send them love and light, because they know that you would be like, what? No, get bent, I can't. So it's about humanizing it. And not acting like being a human is dirty or wrong in some way. Yeah, so there we go. I've written another word here that I can't even read. Oh, truth. Gosh, my handwriting's appalling. Again, I really feel that that is what spirit are asking of us all at this time, is to be real, is to be truthful, is to accept our limitations, not as a way to hold ourselves back, but as a way to have ultimate freedom. Accepting where you are and enjoying that and knowing that's a journey, and knowing as you go on this spiritual path, you will become better at holding a space in love and light for dickheads. You do. You become better at it. It doesn't mean you don't fail at it sometimes, but you just naturally become better. It's not something that can be forced. It's not like you've had a Reiki attunement and all of a sudden people being dipshits doesn't bother you anymore. That's not how it works. God, it'd be good if it did, but it doesn't. It's about understanding that as you become happier and you free yourself of your own self-imposed shackles and your own ideas about what you think is right and what you think is acceptable, and learn to just be and love yourself warts and all as you are, that is when you start to unfold. And that is when you will find you're less bothered by others. And maybe you need your medication less. And maybe the power of prayer will put you in a great state for the day. But it's not the only way. So there we go. I did manage to fill the whole time with the musings of my mind. And I hope you enjoyed it. Please do get in touch. I love your comments. I love to hear your ideas, your thoughts. If you disagree, get in touch. Tell me why. Let's talk, because it will help me to grow too. Please email podcast@hannahmedium.co.uk, and I will catch up with you all again soon. Bye.